Begin the current time, Sef, the Sima Def Tezvo, begin the Menach, begin the Tezvo, begin with the Gemara, Be'idan Atava, during the cleaning of the Menorah, that Temach the Gitaris, that's when you should be burning the Gitaris. The Gemara tells us that according to Abishol, he learns out that, okay, it first says the Menorahs, and then you do the Gitaris after all of the Menorahs. Because it says, Betiris, Menorahs, and that's the Gitarana. Now the Gemara says, according to Rabban, they say no. As the Tezvo says, during the Atava, that's when you should already be burning the Gitaris, where you do the Gitaris before the last two Neres. Tosfos Tamei is a wonder to me. You could have even said and resolved for the Rabbanan according to the simple translation of the way Abishal, even according to that opinion. Amayla, come away, then the Gemara say Betivis and Neres. What does it mean, Behetivis and Neres? Hainu, Chomish, Neres. Yeah, but the first five, that's first. The Achekach, and you could have then the sequence the way Abishal says it, and then Achek Yachter, because the Gitaris is not obstacle, because the Gitaris comes in the middle, and then comes the last two. And this tells you so much you can say is no. The Shin will come and pair Gimel because the Gemara later on the Gimel basic expounds. It says in the pasuk about Boikibetibri in the morning when you're doing cleaning out the Menorah, which is what's about Boikibetibri. Chalkeil, the Shin become, you split into two morning pirish as if it's two different services. Chamash Neres Luchadai Umasig, you do only five and then you stop. But the base Neres, and then there are many two. From Kenev, therefore, says Taisis, Beitiba Neres, Marinamish Neres. So the terminology Beitiba Neres is also going on the last two. So you can't say that, oh, the Pasuk and then Keteris, because never first the last two also, which according to Rabbanu was not before the Keteris. But Yishlam and Morba says Taisis, the Shinu de Mishani Adivale. Actually, the approach that the Gemara answers, like Atibri Maschal, that means Beida Atava, the Gemara anyways prefers that better, because the Maestro Ayla Dvarim, because he even brings a proof to his words, because I'm like, it says, Dilatim Ach, if you don't say like this, what are you going to do with Ben Arbayim? So from there, you prove that Yakterena doesn't mean afterwards, it means Be'idan, and therefore, that's why it says it like that, and not like the way Tosfos had asked this question. Next says the master begins with the Gemara Ima Seifa. Let's see the Seifa. Says the Vilas Atomi, they burn the Tomi Karotza B'chulu etc. Which the Gemara had asked the Karakos. It's a difficulty. Tell me the first prayer is like Rabbanan, second prayer is like Abishal. Then again, third prayer is like Rabbanan. Oh, it's interesting. But says Tosfos Tamei, it's a wonder to me. My prayer made the prayer. Why do we have to ask for the third prayer on the Flamin Alam base to say, oh, you see from there. Like Rabbanon, Lifrit Mehid the Peg Beis Gubit Nikitani. You could have asked from the second peg itself on Daf Chavay Menal. It says Mishaychet, who's going to slaughter Mizar, who's going to spray the blood. But then it says Mibedash Vezech Abnivam Nemi, who's going to clean out the inner altar and the Menorah. V'Abishol Svirla come and Peg Amalem Amunah, and it's Abishol who holds like this. Daf Chavay Menal. Kavay Bayim Sad Menorah. I believe Abishol Abayi organized the Avoid this Ayam according to Abishol. That is the Dishim Vezech Nemi Kum and Tavish Chubish Neirs that first comes to clean out the in the Mizbeach before they be cleaning out the five Neirs. But Tavish Chubish Neirs Tum Tum, and then you have the cleaning out the five Neiris before the blood of the carbon tumen. So according to Abaya, according to Abishol, the blood of the tumen is at the end. Whereas in the Mishnah, the second parak, it says that the dam of tumen is before the Shemzeh. So it's obvious from the Mishnah, the second parak itself, that's not going Abishol. So why are you bringing specifically the third parak to show like Rabban? You're bringing the second parak itself. That's the situation that you can say is no, Dimra Papa Polygala Dabai. No, maybe Rapapa, who's saying this answer, he disagrees with Abaya. It's really, he wants to fill Abishol that even according to Abishol, Dama Tamid Bereisha, the blood of Tamid actually is first, not like the way Abai was Masad the Maracha, but Hod Dishim Zech Nemi, then come to clean out the inner altar. And if so, the Mishnah that talks about the blood was actually, that it comes first, was even according to Abishol, and that wouldn't have been the Raya, therefore you have to bring the third parak, that you see like Rabban, and not like Abishol. Next says, Mazda begins with the Gemara, Ruba Amadu Kamar. Here in this first parak, no, we're just directing him what he should do, but the order actually starts in the second paragraph about how who Yemen is this whole Masechta based on this day of Yom Kippur. So it says, in actually, don't ask. Wait a second. Keep like Tom, this is the invisible. We answer here, the Gemara, we're not talking about the order of this Masechta in here in our first paragraph in our Mishnah. If that's the case, according to the one who's answering this question, then it sounds like we didn't need the answer we gave on the previous daf in the Yudama base. The Mishnah, we had asked a contradiction. Our Mishnah Masechta is Tamid. Oh, the orders are different. We say, what do you mean? We're not talking about the order over here. And that's no, the assumption you could say is the loyal my dictum. Of course, we said in our Mishnah, I will say the Shana Isa. Of course, we said based on the order. And if it is a contradiction, the Sattel Tumma. The other person, this is what the Mishnah means to say that we're not talking about the order over here. Hudle Tony Nami Hatama Say Neres. If we're talking about the regular order of a regular day, why don't we say also about the five Neres? That's because Mishnah have become God, because that those five, actually, those 7 days that he quarantined, he actually did not do the first five. He only did the last two, which was the Gemara of the Vaida. And therefore, that's what we mean to say that we're not talking about the Seder, of course. Whatever we did mention was the actual Seder, and that is still a contradiction with the Mishnah Masechta Tamid. The next says the Master begins with the Gemara Kematzlev. It's like Matzlev. which says his name, it's a wonder. But my Tov, what was the error of the one who's asking the question that's saying, oh, achad lamala, b'shav lamato, that means you did half on top, half on bottom. But it's explicit Mishnah that says it was done kemasal, come in perkatilo, end up in the gimel beis. That lohoi mecham and lamala lamato, the Mishnah itself clarifies it. Not that you did one on top and seven down lower. It just means the positioning of the hand. So then what was the havamin over here? Unless it says you can say subola tarets, that actually what we're saying here that we didn't know from that mission over there is the high kamatzlev. This that we say kamatzlev is hainu kemenagdano. It means to say that in the form of how someone who hits, which is v'kol b'makom echad, that everything's in the same place. Where if he would be spraying above on the thickness of the kapiras and beneath the thickness of the kapiras, so that wouldn't be like hitting, which you hit in one place, according to what Taisa explaining. And ukamash perish ba'aruch kemenagdina is shemeim yodai. He lifts up his hand, ve'inam akatri yard. It doesn't hit until he comes down, which is in the same place. So to over here, he's not spraying until he lowers down his hand. This is not like Rashi, the Rinas kemenagdina, who he says actually that it was not in the same place, one lower than the other. That's what it says in the Schadish over here, right? The Mishnah says over there, but Mechadish, that what does Kamatzlav mean? It means Kamenagdino, means to say that it's all going to be in the same place. Kedunik says, not to begin with the Gemara, my love, isn't it a apology of the Mizbeach, by the halfway point of the Mizbeach? And Vimkin, if so, says, what's the problem? Metzina Domim, we find the blood, Shachetz Lamata, which is here by the Palgin Mizveh. But Chetzlamala, how do you know you have half on the top? Because the Metchilin is not Kronos, because in the beginning, before we did this part, the Kohen Gadol already put on the corners of the Mizveh Chazal. Now he's putting on the half of the Mizveh, which is going to hit on the bottom. But this is Rashi, the Pirishkin Rashi does not explain, because Rashi explains that if you spring in the midpoint, you're not going to have perfect aim. Half is going to go on the top, and half is going to the bottom, but Tais doesn't say that. He says, no, you already did the top. And here what you're doing on the Palgin Mizveh, it's going to be on the bottom half, so you see that you do half on top and half on the bottom.